Good morning. A Tuesday morning, and we are with our political observer, Alan Chartok, just past Memorial Day. Alan, thank you to Jesse King for filling in, and I just want to take a second to thank the incredible WAMC family that includes all my colleagues, all the listeners, everyone who put something in that incredible fun drive.
Well, it did go awfully well. It was fun. It's like riding the waves. You know, on Fire Island, you take your raft out and you would put it on the wave and ride the wave in. And that's what happened towards the end. We were riding the wave. People were doing their thing. They were, as usual, being wonderful and good and saying, to have this radio station, it's worth some sacrifice on our part. And they did it. And they came up with $1 million. You know, around the country, that it's thought to be unthinkable at many public radio stations. But if you want to have a superb news division, as we do under Ian Pickus and Jim Lavoulis, and you, David, holding down the morning hours so beautifully with so many great people that you've recruited to help you, it really is a radio station that has made it, but only made it because there are so many people who are willing to support it, and we thank everybody.
Hear, hear. Well, President Joe Biden commemorated those who died serving in the military in Memorial Day remarks yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery and urged Americans to honor the fallen by strengthening and protecting the nation's democracy. Democracy itself is in peril, he said, here at home and around the world. What we do now, how we honor the memory of the fallen, will determine whether or not democracy will long endure. How about those comments on democracy, Alan?
Yeah, you know, yesterday, David, with Jesse in the morning, you know, I'm not the president of the United States, that's for sure, but I said the same thing. And I was so gratified to hear Biden say it, because what we had for 4 years is a president who clearly was undermining democracy. And when Biden said it yesterday, he didn't mention Trump by name, but it was certainly evident that that's what he was talking about. When you get a guy who's a friend of a Putin and is making moves which threaten to undermine the voting in the United States and the way we go to the polls, and doing what he always accused everybody else of, rigging elections, but in fact, he's the great rigger of all. And the people who are with him, the Republicans in these state legislatures and other places, are in fact undermining democracy. So I was very happy to hear him say it, because it certainly is true.
The Washington Post, after defeating restrictive voting bill, Texas Democrats call on Congress to protect rights. The coordinated walkout jolted the national debate about voting rights, putting the spotlight on Democratic-backed federal voting rights legislation that has been stalled in the Senate. Speaking of democracy,
I don't see it happening. I'm not sure. You know, David, you need 10 of those Republicans in order to make this thing happen. You've got the House of Representatives. So this midterm election is going to be incredibly important for it to be the kind of seismic shift. Bringing things over to the Democratic side in the Senate is going to be very difficult to do. Nevertheless, we are all watching with our mouths agape, thinking about the idea that democracy is being threatened by people who don't want to give up power and who are going to make sure that as much as they can restrict voting rights in America, they will do exactly that. We saw what happened in Texas, where the Democratic minority walked out and prevented them from unbalancing the scales the way that they were trying to do. But in other legislatures, they're making it harder to vote. They're making it clear that even though we know what they're doing, they're going to continue to do it because their backs are to the wall. The votes aren't there for them anymore, so they want to load the game.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, Alan, on Sunday said it's a misstep for Democrats to wait any longer for Republicans on infrastructure. President Biden has a huge, bold agenda, so much he wants to do for the economy and the American people. The Democrats should respond and vote together now through reconciliation to get it done and then move on to the rest of the bipartisan agenda.
Well, as we know, reconciliation allows them to do that if it has budgetary implications. So that's what she's talking about. And she's right. There are those Democrats who break ranks. We think of Senator Manchin, and he's a good example. if the Democrats, in order to preserve themselves, are going to undermine the Biden agenda, it simply can't get done. Now, a lot is going to depend on the 22 elections because, you know, the American people are watching. They know that the Trump agenda is still alive and well and that his people are doing what he wants them to. And if the Democrats don't do likewise and fight back, the Biden agenda is seriously threatened.
COVID is eased in the U.S., but some of the worst has just begun. From the New York Times this morning, with half of Americans protected with at least one dose of vaccine, the virus outlook in the U.S. is the best it has been at any point in the pandemic. Even now, though, about 450 deaths are being reported each day. Not only that, but we keep hearing about new variants around the world and other places raging with the virus still.
David, I'm glad you're bringing this up with me because it's so important. Think about that, 450 deaths a day. If an airplane went down and 450 people died, there would be horror. But we are seeming to say it's better than it was, so it's okay. It's not. And I meet people who are not taking the shots. Some of them are Trumpers and seem to think this is a way of supporting Trump's agenda. It is something that needs to be handled. There's no question that the shot is what will save us. And yet there are so many people who won't do it. And when you read that half the country hasn't even had a shot, any shot, and are thinking that they'll be protected because the others are doing the work of getting the shot, and I think we have to expect that the people who are out there who haven't had the shots will think about this really carefully because it just isn't right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Thank
you. Again, David, thank you to everybody for what they did in the fund drive. And thank you, David, for being here every morning and getting up and cooking the potatoes.
And thank you for your stewardship and for bringing us all together at Camp WAMC.